in-person classes, old buildings, almost no COVID. That's what leaders say has been the reality in the roughly 100 Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. As the debate swirls around the reopening of public school buildings, WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron takes us to a 92-year-old school in South Philadelphia that's been open full-time since September.
And he pumped and he humped, and at last he blew the house down and ate up the little pig.
I'm walking around St. Pio Regional Catholic School in South Philadelphia with Principal Francesca Russo, and one thing sticks out. The classrooms look almost normal.
So, if you could take a peek in, this is our first grade classroom. Boys and girls.
Normal, with some exceptions, of course. The kids in this pre-K through 8th grade school are a little more spread out, they wear masks, and there are open windows here and there.
So, if it's cold, even if it's snowing, we always want some kind of circulation in the room from the outside air.
St. Pio's is a bustling school with about 230 students, the same number it held last year. The building is lovingly maintained, but old. One wing was built in 1966, the other in 1929. It doesn't look that different from an aging public school building. The biggest difference is that it's been full of kids and teachers 5 days a week since September. As Russo crosses herself, she tells me there have been no cases of in-school COVID transmission.
Thank goodness, knock on some kind of wood. Now, we did play it Scary Mary safe.
The Archdiocese of Philadelphia has had about 30,000 students in its elementary schools for full-time instruction since the fall. Central office official Andrew McLaughlin says they've had only one instance of in-school COVID transmission.
But we really felt that it was best for the children to be, if we could do it safely, have them in person.
There is no reliable way to fact-check the Archdiocese claims, but if they're true, they're important. It means this relatively old school system has managed to teach kids in person on a much more ambitious scale than many public districts, and do so safely. Critically, the Archdiocese seems to have won over staffers like Teresa Palizzi, a longtime 8th grade teacher at St. Pio's.
I'm not going to tell you I wasn't a little bit apprehensive and nervous, but you know, every time you walk into a store, you're a little bit apprehensive and nervous.
Palizzi has been teaching in Catholic schools for 42 years, and she says St. Pio's feels like a small family. Teachers, parents, administrators, all working together. If they weren't, who knows? Enrollment could drop, revenue could go down, and hard consequences could come.
It's almost like a building that's standing because all of the walls are supporting each other.
That's ultimately why she and her colleagues decided to give in-person a try. The same goes for parents like Joanna Fucci, a mom of two at St. Pio's.
And you know all the other families in your class, and you know what the school is doing, so you have that comfort level.
That comfort level is key. On the surface, it would be hard to argue that the Catholic system's approach is safer than what Philly's public schools are proposing. The mitigation strategies are similar, and the Catholic plan involves way more students per classroom. But there is a key distinction when it comes to trust. About 95% of parochial families have decided to send their children back, an obvious vote of confidence compared to the one-third of Philly public school parents who've opted in.
I know Ms. Russo's on top of it, and I don't need to worry, basically.
St. Pio's principal, Francesca Russo, is doing the worrying for everyone else.
You know, we can't hide. It's not going to skip over us because we're St. Pio's, you know. It's just about being smart with our decisions. We love these kids. There's like, you do anything to make sure that they're healthy, safe.
Whatever that takes. Cracking a window, wearing a mask, or saying a quick prayer to St. Pio himself, the patron saint of stress relief. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.